night. They said, you look so mean tonight. I said, well, smack that thing off. I don't know what to say. I don't feel mean. Now, I do have to speak a word of correction. Could we please silence these right now? I heard you got a new haircut, godson. You look great. Amen. He looks great, too. Y'all look great. God bless each and every one of you. Millie, would you take this and come up here and pray over this message and bring that black Bible while you're there? Thank you, sweetie. And if you have something you'd like to say, say it.
Father, we just thank you for this day, Father, and every opportunity in it, Father, to share you, Father. And we pray for this service, that we receive your words, Father, and we plant them in our lives and cause them to change us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Take that with you, sweetheart. You might need it tonight. I don't know. Oh, I'm so happy. I want to share a thought with you tonight. In God we should trust. In God we should trust. Now, I have all kinds of dollars in my thing, in my pocket, and they all say on the back of them, in God we trust. 90% of America still wants that on the dollar bill. 90% of them. They first put in God we trust in about 1864. It was during the Civil War, and they put it on the 2 cent piece first. And by 1957, it was on all of our paper money and all of our money. And I think with all of that on all of our money, I think we should have I should say to the church, in God, we should trust. We should be trusting. But what does it mean to trust? That's a very, very deep subject. And it's a subject that takes time. And I'm going to spend the next few minutes just reading some of these Bible verses about trusting God. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, the word says this: trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. To completely sell out to something, to sell out to the Creator, who makes this claim starting in Psalm 24 and verse 1, the earth belongs to God and the fullness thereof and all of those that dwell therein. It all belongs to God, okay? And so hence, however he says he would like to see things happen on this earth, I think he's a major contributor to, and I also feel this here after knowing him for many years, is that I can speak for my life. He knows what's best for me. And really, he knows what's best for you. And people don't really necessarily believe that. They try and other things, other ideas. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. A divided heart won't help you. You can't have your foot in the world and out of the world, whatever that would mean to you, and get God's best. Now, that doesn't make you a criminal. That just makes you somebody that needs to make a decision. Choose ye this day who you will serve. Choose ye this day will you take life or death, blessing or cursing. Now, I have found that I have to make that choice every day. I need to start out in the morning making, I'm trying to smile now. If I don't smile, everybody go like this to me, you know. I can't help but get in trouble. I think I was just born for trouble. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Well, how would we know that we were doing that? Well, the next part of that verse says, and lean not to your own understanding. I've seen so many people, including myself, get in so much trouble with my ideas instead of God's. I've seen people make major decisions and not consider God in their decisions and suffer, sometime for the rest of their life, sometime for many, many years. And we here, we want to help you with that. And I want you to know God doesn't want anybody in here to suffer. God is not mad at anybody in here. Even if I look like he is, he's not mad at anybody. God loves you, and he wants to help you today. I don't care how many mistakes you've made, he still wants to help you. God wants to help you. Why? Because, beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God. For God is love. God doesn't just love. God is the fountainhead of love. God is love. And he loves you, and he loves you on your worst day, and he loves you every day. And he today, right now, if some of you feel like you're far from God, God would be saying to you today, it's okay. Let's get closer together today. Let's make this, let's start right here. And the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. I'm quoting Lamentations chapter 3. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord. Yes, he's a good God. Taste of the Lord and see that he's good. Be still and know that I'm God. Psalm 46 and 10. Get to know God. You'll find God in silence. Have you ever noticed how Satan wants us to be full of something going on all the time? Some kind of music, some kind of something, some kind of news, some kind of really juicy news. He wants us to be full of something every day. But you've got to have those times when you're still before God. If you can make yourself be still. See, in God we should trust. See, we should trust him. Do you trust him? Do you get to a God place every day? Do you break through? Do you hear from God? Do you get direction? Do you feel his love? And what does he confide in you certain things about people that you know? In God, we should trust. Our money says, in God we trust. Wouldn't that be wonderful if all of us trusted in God? It would be happy for God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. See, don't lean on the way you see it. Get quiet. Press in. Tell God, I'm not getting up off of my knees until I hear from you today. I need that so bad. And in all your ways, acknowledge God. In all your ways. Well, I can't do that. You can try. You can try to do that. Maybe you can do better than you did yesterday. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and then he will direct your paths. You know, there are people that woke up this morning, they thought they'd be coming home tonight, and they're dead. I don't want to be a person like that. Every day I tell the Lord, you have a right to take me out of this life every day. I don't have it. A preference other than this, Lord. Not my will. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. I know that if you wanted to take me today, you'd have a divine purpose in that, and that'd be the best thing. On the other hand, God, if you want me to live to be 120, like you said you would give mankind, I'm willing. I'm willing to do that. Just whatever. And I sure love you folks. And if I'm If I gave anybody in this room the dirty eye, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Amen. Amen. It just blows me away. I'm looking over there at Kayla now, and Brenda. I remember when her mother used to carry her in here in her belly. And so what we're seeing is a place where people have grown up here. Some of you have grown up here. You're still here. We're still grateful. We still want to help you. We want to do the best we can. Tell us how we can help you. Tell Kelly. Tell somebody. Tell Millie. Tell me. Tell one of the deacons. Tell us how we can help you. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. That's a beautiful promise. Is that promise alive in your life? I hope that it is. Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3 says this, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts you. You keep your mind on God because you honestly believe that that's going to help you. You keep your mind on God because you know if you do, somehow he's going to give a word to you, a word of encouragement, a word of blessing, a word of direction for your life. Boy, how many of you have ever had days when you just think, man, I wish I wouldn't have done that today? I have. And we can have days where we don't do that. We don't have to mess up. And I'm sharing a thought. In God, we should trust. As I look at America, not in this church, but by the choices that are made, America's not trusting God as a whole. And that's just my thought. But I think it's very interesting also that 90% of the American people still say they'd like to see that on their money. On every one of your bills, a dollar bill, $5 bill, $10, it says in God we trust. There are forces that want to take that away from us. They don't want us to trust in God and they don't want any mention of God. But they're the wrong ones. They're the wrong people. And we need to pray. And we don't need to confront these people. We need to pray about these people. Pray that they might have a change of mind. God will keep you in perfect peace. I didn't say God will make everything turn out your way. But whatever you're going through, God will keep you in perfect peace. If you can keep your mind on him, read Facebook. It doesn't matter if it's Christian people or non-Christian people. People don't have their minds on God. I mean, you judge for yourself. That's what I see. That's what I deduct. That's why I preach this message. I thought about those dollar bills and I thought about when did all of that start? I thought it started from the very beginning, but it didn't. It started about 1864. Like I said, that little copper, little 2-cent piece, they started putting In God We Trust on it. And then Eisenhower made it a mandate that all of our money would say In God We Trust. I am so happy about that. Turn with me, if you would, to Proverbs chapter 29. And verse 25, and we'll continue these thoughts for a few more minutes. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whosoever puts his trust in the Lord shall be safe. You know, how many decisions do we make, words do we say, things that we do, and the only reason we do it is because of fear of mankind. Well, I better do this. I better say that. That's a snare. that will take you farther than you want to go, the fear of man. It'll make you stay longer than you wanted to stay. And the fear of man will make you pay more than you ever thought you'd have to pay. Can everybody hear me, even in the back? Can you hear me back there? Good. Good. So we don't want to live in fear. And I've told some of my close friends, you're living in fear. You're not receiving God's best. You're living in fear. You're making decisions and saying things and being afraid of mankind. And that's not God's best. You have to be, the word says this, the wicked run when nobody is chasing them. But the righteous are as bold as a lion. Now, I got a lot of that lion part. It gets me in trouble sometimes. This is really a quirky little weak world with weak ideas. And people try to put their fears on me. Oh, don't do that because this is the... And, you know, I don't know. I think you should be slow to speak. But I don't think you should be slow to tell the truth and to speak truth. And a lot of times, I'll tell you, it really helps me a lot. People don't want to hear what I think. Because if you want to hear what I think, I'm going to tell you. I'll tell you to sit down first. Let us reason together. My daughter Casey the other day was just up on the stage behind me, and she was starting to tear up, and we were just getting ready to lead praise and worship. She said, Dad, can you tell me why this is happening to me? God is, what's he doing? What's the thing? And I looked at the audience, and I looked at Casey. I said, Casey, I could tell you, but you'd start crying. We can't have that right now, sweetie. We have to lead this praise and worship service. Amen? The fear of man is a snare. If you're dealing with anybody out of a sense of any kind of reluctance or fear, you could do better. You could do better than that. Why not just go hog wild and just strip down to your shorts and go swimming with God? Let's see what would really happen if you fully trusted God. Amen? I love you guys so much. All of you are so special. I do fear God. I have to be careful what I say to you. I have to speak the truth in love, according to Ephesians chapter 4, so that you can grow. I want you to grow. That's all I want. That's all I want. I've seen so much growth in people's individual lives in my ministry. How many of you right now, you're tempted to see what's on your phone? Good. I'm not either. And I tell people all the time, this is a one-hour service. This is not a one-hour and 10-minute service. We'll get out of here on time. If one thing I've learned over the years is how to wrap it up. This is a wrap. Amen? Let's try Psalm 34, verse 22. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. There's no way I could say to you that you'll never have a trial. We're going to have trials in this life. But I can tell you this. When you discipline your spirit, soul, and body, and you teach yourself how to trust in God and to be still and trust him in hard places, he will not leave you in desolation. He will not do it to you. Listen, for the believer, no drought lasts forever. For the believer, no storm lasts forever. There are more, I have had in since 1971 in the summertime, 1765 Cathay Drive on the east side of San Jose, California. I could hear God knocking at my heart's door. Behold, Angelo, I stand at the door and knock. If you can hear my voice, if you'll open up, I will come into you. There is not one day that I've regretted since I've made that decision. I've made terrible mistakes since then. I've had some really cool victories, but there's not one day that I regret to put my life in the hands of the Creator of everything. Genesis 1:26, let us make man, let us, the Trinity, make man in our image after our likeness. We are not wildlife here. Wildlife does not have an eternal spirit in it. I don't believe that. Now, I don't want to burst your bubble. Then you go tell Kelly or somebody else what a terrible person I am. But if dogs go to heaven, I mean, I don't know. I think they could give you a dog in heaven. I don't know. Is it the same one? I don't think so. But if you want to think that, that won't hurt me. I'm smiling now. I think that's comical. Man, now they have whole pages. If you scroll and look at things and you look at biblical things of Bible verses where people are trying to say dogs go to heaven, your pets will be in heaven. I'm not going to fight that or contest that too much. I don't know about that. That's all I can tell you. The Lord redeems the soul of his children. In Psalm 34, we were called his servants, mostly the nation of Israel, but it's his children. He redeems the soul of his children, and none of his children that trust in him are going to be desolate. That means you will lack no good thing. You will live out every one of your days if you will trust him every one of your days. Let me tell you, your destiny is not in the hands of Satan or any angel or demon or any person or your parents or your children. Your destiny, if you'll make him King of Kings and Lord of Lords, is in the hands of God Almighty. And so far, the first 70 years, I think I'm just going to stick with that. Turn with me, if you would please, to Psalm 32 and verse 10. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusts in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. You know, people that are lost should not be doing better than you. That's just, really, that should not be that way. For one thing, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory through the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. That's where your supply is, okay? In Philippians 4:13, a few verses earlier than Philippians 4:19, says this, I've come to the place where I can do all things through Christ who is perpetually strengthening me. I feel that strength. You know what? The older I get, I can differentiate between the strength of my physical body and the strength of my faith, the one that I love and who I trust. Did you get anything here? Did you get anything out of what I said? Please don't anybody say, well, that's for the next person. It's not for me. My problems are different. Does any person in here need a moment of prayer? If you do, stand up and I'll pray with you. I might give you a word. I don't know. Please stand up. Did you want to say something, sweetie? Take up that microphone. I think those people in the sound booth might turn it on for you. Is it the little light still on, sweetie pie?
Yeah. She's back there, and her husband's been through quite an ordeal.
Husband and almost died.
And I know that she trusted God that whole time.
She did.
To bring him through that.
She knew. She learned how to trust God.
Yes. She's wearing that mask for his protection. Not for our protection, but for his.
For his protection.
Because his immune system's down.
Go back there, Mill. And pray for her with that microphone where everybody can hear and agree with your prayer. Yeah, he just went through. We don't have time to get into it, but it was awful. Heart problem. Bleeding.
Father, I just thank you for my sister. I thank you that you working in her life, Father, in Red's life, Father. Father, that you spared his life and you're adding to his life, Father. Father, that he comes closer to you. And we just thank you. This was a miracle. This was a miracle, and I recognize it as a miracle, Father, and I give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Millie, would you just walk over to Barbara and just thank God what he's done? She's right there.
Amen.
Just thank God.
Father, I just thank you for Barbara. I thank you that you've put her in this body, Father, so that she could be ministered to. And for Sherry, Father, who's taken upon herself, Father, to help this woman in her times that she's needed assistance. Father, I pray that you continue to bless them both. Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Young lady, what is your name again? I almost call you Guatemala because you've been there once like me. How many times have you been there?
Three times.
I just went there once. That was enough for me.
I'm going back again in June.
That is so wonderful. God needs missionaries. I'm a pastor. I'm not a missionary.
Yeah.
But I went. And I've never seen such a difference in life. I went to and preached at a rodeo arena in Chicamula, Guatemala. It was so far away. I started heading that way at night, and it was daytime by the time we got there. I think it was way down south, I think.
You had to drive a long time to get there, right?
Dead. And the car in front of me went over a cliff, and they lost the wheel. I think they were revived, but it sure makes you come back and say, man, we got a Jack in the Box.
Yes.
We got McDonald's.
Right.
We got anything we need.
Right.
Well, Jill,
water.
What is your main concern tonight?
My brother. He had a heart attack, and he had another stroke, and he was in a rehabilitation place doing physical therapy, and they came in and found him unresponsive. So they did CPR on him, and they called the ambulance, and the ambulance came, and they did CPR. And they also shocked him. And they got him to the hospital, and they shocked him again, and he came back. Now he's in a coma. Monday, as siblings, all of our siblings, chose to pull him off of the ventilator and just let him go.